I'm Joe Getz, and this is the February edition of VPR Classical's Student Composer Showcase, produced in collaboration with Music Comp, the music composition online mentoring program. This month, we hear our first vocal work in the series, written by Essex High School senior Annie Beliveau. It's called Echo's Lament and draws upon a very old text. Annie explains how she chose it.
So I found this text when I was looking through a book of poems, but it's actually not a standalone poem. It is an excerpt from Ben Jonson's play, Cynthia's Revels, The Fountain of Self-Love, which in this section involves the myth of Narcissus, who is a very attractive man who is also very full of himself. So when his admirer Echo tries to earn his love, he rejects her. And she is heartbroken and follows him around trying to get his attention, but he ignores her. So the gods punish him by making him look at his own reflection in the water and fall in love. He is unable to tear himself away, and he dies there, pining for himself. So Echo is still very upset at his death, and these words are her song for him.
Because the text is so mournful, it offered Annie the opportunity to shape her music accordingly. She explains how she set the mood of the piece.
For the beginning, I took some chant influences. I was thinking of sort of a setting of a monastery where there's the humming in the background and the women are sort of sighing over it in sort of their mourning wails. And then it builds where all of the voices come together and the words. And I start to use traditional voice leading.
Voice leading in music composition refers to the art of letting each vocal part, or instrumental part for that matter, move in an organic line, avoiding awkward leaps and creating a beautiful cohesiveness. Annie uses voice leading very effectively in Echo's Lament, and she also takes the music to an even higher level by letting the text dictate how the voices move and resolve.
Yes, I've also taken a look at the idea of word painting, especially in the beginning on the word tears. I've repeated it several times, first crescendoing and then decrescendoing to try to get the idea of crying, of tears. On Grief, for example, I have a diminished chord to get that really darker feel. And then the climax of the piece is when Echo realizes that our beauties are not ours, and I cut off of the hours sharply and have three beats of rest just for that idea to sink in before coming back in with some duets between alto and soprano, tenor and bass, kind of closing up the ideas with the resignation of Echo that life can't last, beauty can't last.
Echo's Lament may not be a particularly uplifting piece, but is certainly a very moving piece. Ultimately, Annie hopes it will be performed by a large choir, but for now, we'll hear it as it was first performed, with just one voice per part, at Music Comp's Opus 27 concert in January. The singers are soprano Grace Criss, alto Sarah Curvin, tenor Eric Nielsen, and bass Eric Brooks.
Division when she